back to Big Bang. I cannot talk today. I should not be recording a podcast. But back to Big Fatty's question, he asked what I thought of the ending of the show and who won and so forth. Well, it came down to the other people voting, because everyone who was kicked out of the house became part of the jury. Like, there was, you know, there was no limit. They were all on the jury.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty should not be recording a podcast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3782, I say chew, of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of July 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and we're gonna talk a lot of Big Brother! Big Brother! Hello, Premiera's Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your premieres, because tonight, Wednesday night, the 6th of July, y'all, it's the live premiere of Big Brother, and it is the live premiere of The Challenge USA. And Big Fatty, we know what you're going to be doing, taking your Trazodone and probably be in the bed by... trying to stay awake to the end of Big Brother at 9:30 and then passing out. I just love the spirited, happy music. Oh, and I also love the Captain Kangaroo music. It's a good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by and and we visited for a little bit. And y'all, then, I think I told you that I had recoded the, recoded the LFC with Veda, and y'all, for my supper, y'all, I took out a package of that mashed cauliflower. Y'all, do you buy the mashed cauliflower, the bird's eye? Y'all, it's delicious. Especially if you load it up with butter and salt and pepper. Y'all, I mean, if you didn't know it was cauliflower, you'd swear it was the whipped mashed potatoes from the old TV dinners in the aluminum tray. Y'all, am I the only one that remembers that? Big Fatty, you know the old gal does. Well, a moose probably does. Maybe old Stink Pot does, but... y'all, and the potatoes, they always kind of burned around the edges, and y'all, that was the best part. Best part, Big Fatty, you're just ancient. But anyway, I had that, and y'all, I'd cut my rack of spare ribs into four sections, and I took two sections out, and I kind of sliced them into individual ribs. But y'all, I could only eat one of the sections. It was just three little ribs and all that cauliflower, and I was full. And anyway, after that was over, y'all, I what did I watch? I watched something. There was something on the local ETV celebrating the 4th of July. And y'all, then I watched the Capitol 4th on the premiere. Y'all, it was really, really good. And it didn't hurt that what's the guy, the Glee guy, Darren Criss and somebody else, y'all, he sang on the dance, and he may have even been on the dance, and I don't remember, but quite the lucker, and y'all, he sang, and y'all, everybody sang really, really well. I was most impressed with it. And y'all, when that was over, I switched over to the Macy's. You know, oh yes, Big Fatty, the Gimbel's fireworks show is not nearly as good as the Macy's. It's true. So I switched over to the Macy's 4th of July fireworks. Y'all, they do a great job. And y'all, but it's all that before time stuff on the Macy's show, that it's all the young people music and all that kind of stuff, whereas the PBS is all the patriotic kind of stuff. But the fireworks is where they do their patriotic stuff. And y'all, it was really good also. And so that went, the PBS thing went on for an hour and a half. And then the Macy's fireworks must have started either right at 9:30 p.m. in the evening or just a few minutes before. But, y'all, it went till 10 o'clock. And, y'all, it was good. It was real good. And I know the fireworks upset a lot of the puppy dogs and the kitty cats. And, y'all, they were setting them off here in Fat Acres. It upset the nippy nips, you know, Big Fatty, once he, oh, y'all, by the way, you know, I told you I'd had some trouble falling asleep, and I the Trazodone just wasn't doing, y'all, I figured out what it was. Y'all, when I go to bed, I turn on the sound machine to the rain sounds, and I usually turn on the electronic heating pad on the side I don't sleep on. I usually turn it on one, just so there's just a little bitty, 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 bitty bit of warmth for the toasty toes. Now, y'all, I don't know how it happened. I can't blame it on anybody myself, but y'all, and it's the dial is 1 to 10, so I always set it on 1. Y'all, for some reason, from the night before, it had been on 4. I don't know how that happened, but I can't blame anyone but myself. So, y'all, I think that's why, because I had laid there in the bed, and I was like, gosh, I'm hot. And y'all, never occurred to me that the Toasty Toes was up on a 4 instead of the 1. So, it's back on the 1. Slept like a baby. It was lovely. Just lovely. And then got up on 2, I say Tuesday morning. Y'all, I had McCaffrey, did the Sudoku, read the paper. And y'all fixed me some cheese toast for my brofkas. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I was sweaty. Sweaty, sweaty, sweaty. But at least the sun wasn't beating down on me. It was cloudy, and so that helps. Doesn't take away the humidity, but it helps with the heat. And so I did the morning nipple walk around the big circle, came back, got my share. Y'all, you know, I put my newspaper out on the glider on the veranda. And sometimes my neighbor come by and pick it up, and sometimes not. Well, y'all, I was piddling around. I don't know what I was doing, but my camera went off, and it sent a message to the Apple clock. By the way, y'all, somebody has sent me a request to follow Big Fatty on the Apple Clock. And y'all, I don't know who it is. So if it's you, you need to send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and let me know, Big Fatty, I'm the one that wants to see how fat you are. And then I'll approve you. But if I don't know you, I'm not approving you. I requested that KC in Denver follow me on the Apple Clock. Refused. Anyway, but I put my paper out, and y'all, the camera went off, and I saw it was my neighbor, and they've come to get the paper today. That's good. Well, y'all, I walked out to, I wrote a couple of thank you notes to my neighbors next door. They brought me some fiery whiskey pecans and a kazoo. They brought me a kazoo. And so I wrote them a little thank you note, and I had written Wetsy, you know, that I went to the
yacht club
with on Sunday. I wrote her a little thank you note for inviting me. And then I went out to put the Wetsy's thank you note in the mail, and y'all sitting there on the glider on the veranda, y'all, it was a jar of the Chow Chow, and y'all, so I had to come write another thank you note. So y'all, it's just a day of surprises. Y'all have been waiting all day long for the reveal of the cast of the Big Brother, and you know, that's tonight. That's tonight. And it's just after 2 p.m. in the afternoon right now, and don't have the cast revealed yet. However, there was a video with the Chinbot, and she said that the theme of the decorating in the house is going to be retro motor lodge or motel. And they're going to have all kinds of interesting twists and turns and everything. And it's going to be the festivals. It's going to be like the comedy festival and the Renaissance festival and the music festival and the Zing festival. So, y'all, that much we know right now. And I'll have to talk about the cast a little bit later, but you'll get it on today's little show. Big Fatty, you are so accommodating. It's true. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, about 3 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters, they release the cast for the Big Rap. And y'all, I'm just going to run through them real quick. Alyssa, she is 24, from Siesta Key, Florida, and is a customer service rep. Y'all, this one is kind of crazy. Brittany Hoops, from Austin, Texas. She's 32, and y'all, she's a hypnotherapist. You can tell her from the pictures because she's got the crazy eyes. Y'all, we've got Amira Jones. She's 31, from Westminster, Maryland, and she is a UX content designer. Y'all, I don't know what a UX is. Y'all, Daniel Durston, y'all, he is from Ontario, California, currently living in Lost Wages, and y'all, he's an Elvis impersonator. Big Fatty with that haircut. Y'all, there's a couple of guys that have just bizarre haircuts. He's one of them. Indy Santos, she's 31, from Brazil, now living in Los Angeles. She's a jet flight attendant. Y'all, we've got Jasmine Davis, 29, from Terry, Mississippi, currently living in Atlanta, and is the owner of a press-on nail company. Big Fatty. Miss Lauren probably knows her. Y'all, Kyle Kapener, He is 29 from Bountiful, Utah, and he's in technical sales. Big fatty. Marvin Achi, 28, born in Nigeria, currently living in Houston, Texas, and he's a chemical engineer. Y'all, let's just see. Next up is Michael Bruner. Y'all, he's kind of the geek. 28, from Rochester, Minnesota. He is an attorney at law, a counselor. Monty Taylor, he is 27, from Bear, Delaware. Big Daddy Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy used to live there. It's true. Personal trainer. Let's just see who we got up next here. We have got Nicole Leog. Y'all, she is 41, from Fort Lauderdale, and private chef. Y'all, if I had to guess, Lesbiterian. y'all, we've got... Oh, no, we did that one already. Big Fatty, you already lost. Pamela Aguilar, 22, from San Marcos, California, and she's a home remodeler. Big Fatty, whatever the hell that is. Y'all, Joe Pooch, Poocharelli, from Staten Island, New York, currently living in Boca, and he's a master's student and an assistant a sports ball coach. next up, we've got, no, did I do that one already? Yes, I did that one already. Big Fatty, you're fucking it up! we've got Taylor. We've got Taylor Hale, and she is 27, from Detroit, Michigan, and is a personal stylist. Y'all, then we got Terrence Higgins, 47, from up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, does he know Digger and Big Ricky? Maybe. Y'all, he's a city bus operator. He's 47. He's the old man. And y'all, the last one is Matthew Turner. Big Fatty Turner. Does he have a speech impediment? No. He's 23, and he's from North Attleboro, Massachusetts, and he's a thrift store owner. Now, y'all, he has got the long hair, but half of it's black and half of it's blonde, and it's down below his shoulders. Big Fatty, you like that part? So, Daniel and Matthew Turner have the long hair. And y'all, I'm just from looking at this, I wouldn't say that we've got anybody that's just kind of a hunk or anything. And but we'll find out more later tonight. And Big Fatty, don't forget, even though you're not doing butt first, Moose P always likes to tell us about what the GenBot's wearing. It's true. I'm sure it'll be something in sensible shoes. Big Fatty, she's never worn sensible shoes. So, y'all, it premieres 8 p.m. Eastern, hour and a half, over there at the Shibboleth. Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, I said that too early. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, supposedly, it's going to be, we're going to be able to check in for our cruise of a lifetime. Y'all, by the way, have you seen the cruise videos? I know you've seen the ones that the old gal did, but y'all, the ones that Daniel Bima did, y'all, he's highfalutin. He's got all kinds of special effects and everything on his. Y'all, very well done. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You know, he used to do But First. And Archer, now that we're not doing But First, any advice for Big Fatty?
Big Fatty should not be recording a podcast.
Oh, well... tough shit. You get it 5 days a week, whether you're a Big Fatty, he doesn't have to listen.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.